Okay, sir, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Arthur Edward Jones, 52593, agency number 303045.
Thank you, sir. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Detective Diplomacy this afternoon in reference to your community supervision reputation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left, the Honorable Michael Johnson, to the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board trainer. To the right is the Honorable Roy Canomas. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you know that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself, sir.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I do so, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona conditional supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at PLC 54 West Southern Avenue in Mesa, Arizona on November 21st, 2017, and have verbally slash written and directed on November 21st, 2017. You are actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Jones, I'm going to find that he was delinquent and he violated the term condition of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about lapsed in the criminal grace or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Seconded by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we move, Mr. Turner's going to give you some background information. So stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Jones was released from ADC custody on 11-21-2017 and arrested on 12-6-2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-6-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-6-2019 with 380 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, organized retail theft, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013, endangerment, 8 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 2. Substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Southside Chandler Locos. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS release, absconded for 89 days, arrested in California, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted, however, after his return to custody, he received and was found guilty of a major disciplinary. Other arrest, 2007, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, compo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, compo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
Thank you, sir. I'll change it down to a level of summary in case we can do that. So, November 21st of 2017, you were released to reside at TLC 54 West 7th Avenue, Mesa. And then on November 21st, CCO Marinette called TLC and spoke with Mike, and he advised me that you had not established residence. So, where did you go since you didn't go to TLC?
When I got out, November 21st, I got released, came back to Mesa. I did report to the parole office with a friend of mine that picked me up from the Greyhound, when I took the little transit bus. She picked me up, took me to the parole office. I didn't see, apparently when I got there, my actual assigned parole officer was on like vacation for Thanksgiving. And so I was dealing with her assistant parole officer, who's gonna be my temporary parole officer for about 2 weeks until, I believe she said December, early December of that year. And I told her off the rip that I didn't really want to resign at TLC because I applied there while I was in DLC. But from what I heard from other inmates and that people that have been there, they said that it's not really a place you want to be, especially if you're on parole, mainly because people there, you know, are tended to use drugs, especially with the house managers there too, like the management team over there, I guess, uses drugs. So I told her that. She told me that since I signed the paper to go to TLC that I had to go there or I was going to get violated. So I told her, I was like, all right, I'll go check it out. I told her, I was honest with her. I was like, I'm not going to promise you anything, but I will go and I will check it out and see. And so she was like, all right. I went over there. I checked it out. I signed the paperwork to reside there. But based off of what I've seen, like living conditions and how people were, I can tell people were getting high. I can tell just by the living conditions, there's trash and stuff outside, like, on, you know, flies everywhere. And so I was just like, no, I'm not staying here. So after I filled out the paperwork, I went back into my friend's car, and I just told her, I was like, take me to go see my mom. And she's like, you're not going to stay? I was like, nope, I came, saw my mom, told her, I was like, I'm not staying there. She's like, no, you're going to violate you. I was like, I already know. And I don't live in Arizona, like I live in California, that's where I'm originally from. All my family lives out there. So the first thing I did after I told my mom that, I just said, let me get a Greyhound ticket. She got me a Greyhound ticket. I went back to Downey, California. And then I just been staying there with my cousins for a little while. And then after that, I think it was like 4, 5, 6 months, staying with them, I ended up moving to West Hollywood. And I got a job at an Italian restaurant in Hollywood. I've just been staying there, working. And then I honestly didn't have any plans on coming back to Arizona. I came back just to see my mom because she's the only person that lives out here, and she lives with her boyfriend. And so I just, you know, I haven't seen her in about a whole year, so I decided to come back and see her for just a day. I got a hotel room in Mesa for 2 days, and I was planning on going back to California after 2 days. I stayed for one night, and then the next night, that's when I was with my ex-girlfriend, and we got pulled over, apparently, by the U.S. Marshals, and they took me straight to DLC, so.
Okay. Okay, it would have been, already done with your sentence, and could have moved to California and not had to worry about DLC or anything else. Did you ever think that if you gave it a few days and contacted your PO, that you might be able to work something else out?
Well, yeah, because the same thing happened on my last term when I got released. I signed up for TLC, the same spot, in 2015, when I got out, October 2015. And my parole officer was pretty laid back, and I told him, I was like, I never like had a report to TLC. I was assigned to go there, but I told him, hey, I heard bad things about it. You know, I'm not really trying to go there, and I have an addiction problem with heroin and Xanax, and I'm trying to just stay away from that, from people like that are involved in that, and I want to be at a better halfway house. He actually gave me 24 hours and was like, find an address. If you can't find an address, here you'll be able to, I might be able to help you out. And he helped me out with another halfway house that I went to, and I was good there for about a month and a half, and then I ended up relapsing, and yeah, I ended up getting busted or whatever to kill my number. But I told her the same thing. The assistant processor, I told her, I was like, I'll go to any other halfway house, but I honestly do not want to go to TLC. And she was kind of just, you know, strict with me and was like, look, I don't care. You signed for TLC. You better go there by 5 p.m. And you have 2 hours. If you're not there by 5 p.m. and I hear that you haven't, like, signed in to reside there, I'm going to violate you. And that kind of made me upset. And I was just like, man, I was like, all right, I'm going to look at it. I can't promise you nothing. And she was like, well, okay. Whatever you do, if you don't reside, you'll have a warrant, so.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing my fellow board members have any questions. Mm-hmm. Questions? Okay, so we're at the end of your hearing. The board will be going to discuss and make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you think we should know before we make a determination, now would be the time to tell us. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already discussed. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell us now, sir?
I'll just keep it short. I appreciate you guys and taking the time to be involved in this parole hearing, and I just appreciate it, and it would be nice to get reinstated for 2 months. If not, it's totally fine. I kill my number April 6th, and my plans when I get out is to move back to California. I don't plan on coming back to Arizona. I'm tired of, you know, coming in and out of prison and, you know, dealing with my addiction that started out here in Arizona. You know, I just, life has been better for me back home in California, especially this last year when I was out on the run from DOC. It's honestly been the best year that I've had being sober and actually taking care of things as a responsible adult and law-abiding citizen than since I've been in Arizona, so.
Well, that's all right. That, if you've got a support system in California, it sounds like that might be the better place for you to be, you know, where you've got some friends, family, whatever, so that they help you get through, give you some support. We do like to, really would like to see you be successful, and not just so that you're going to move to California, but just to be successful in life. We don't really want to see you back in the Department of Corrections.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing the case. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and once we're finished, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to discussion. Well, Mr. Dillon sounds like a very intelligent man that's had some difficulties in his life and made bad choices. But it sounds like he really would like to not make any more bad choices at this point in time. But 380 days of scanning time and living in California for that scanning time, I just really don't see him as a candidate for return to community supervision at this time. He had just a little over 2 months left, and so I think he would better serve to finish his time incarcerated, and he can make a good plan so that when he gets down, he can go back to California and be successful like he wants to be. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members. Make a discussion. All right, based on all the information, I'm looking at 2017W4119, Mr. Jones's testimony, and the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Jones's delinquent, violated terms of additional supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company.
Second, agree. Great.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. White, agreed by Mr. Jones and Mr. Kimmel. Alright, so we're going to have to go to local community supervision at this time. And like I said, you've only got about 66 days left. Those are 2 months. You might try to partake of some NA programming between now and the time you get out to help solidify that in your mind about the drug so you can relapse. Make yourself a good plan. Go home to California and be successful. You do want to see Well, if you're successful, we won't see you again here. So under those circumstances, we'd like to not see you again. But we do wish you the best of luck and hope you're very successful once you get out. So just to end your hearing, sir, and would you please lay down the phone on the counter there?
All right, thank you, appreciate it.